Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Doug Tribune.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. And we'll begin today with a new report that shines an unflattering light on the Boston Redevelopment Authority, the powerful agency that oversees planning and development in the city.
The audit outlines a long list of problems at the BRA, including a poor sense of mission and vision, too little transparency, antiquated budgeting procedures, low morale, and a cumbersome design review process that frustrates both developers and the neighborhoods.
Mayor Marty Walsh ordered the audit, and he's pushed for reform of the BRA. Last year, he appointed Brian Golden to lead it, who joins us now. And Brian Golden, welcome to the program. It's good to have you.
It's a pleasure to be with you. Thank you.
So this is a tough report. I know you're not running away from its conclusion, but what's the biggest takeaway for you? What's your reaction?
Biggest takeaway is we have a lot of work to do. It's a critical document, as we expected it would be, and we embrace its findings and its recommendations. As you mentioned, Mayor Walsh called for reform of the BRA as soon as he took office last year, and we have made focused improvements for the past 18 months, but we're going to have to keep making more improvements over the next 18 months, if not beyond.
So I want to ask you about a couple of the key findings. One of the things that struck me, those interviewed do not believe the BRA has a clear mission or vision. This seems surprising and troubling for an agency that's overseeing such a huge building boom in the city. So what do you need to do to sharpen that sense of vision?
Repetition. We explain to staff as well as the outside world what it is we do. But more importantly, I think if you get to the heart of the concern, it's how do we accomplish the missions? The missions in a very basic form are major economic and real estate development and major city planning. The BRA has historically not done the planning piece of that well, so we have articulated, if you look at most BRA publications and references to the BRA, it describes the agency as the city's real estate development arm as well as the city's planning arm, but we do very little citywide planning. So there appears to be a disconnect, not just to the outside world, but to inside staff. We are addressing that by refocusing the mission. We've just started doing it. We've spent a lot of time over the past 18 months fixing internal operational problems, many of which remain for us. But we're also focusing on those two important missions. And for the first time in recent weeks, we have begun to create a citywide planning unit. It has been absent for the performance review that is the subject of attention right now focuses on the fact that most peer cities have a citywide comprehensive planning arm. The BRA has not had such a thing for decades. We're instituting such a thing, and staff will once again understand what we're all about. They'll see it not just in hear it not just in words, but they'll see it in deeds.
You know, Mr. Golden, I'm just curious about some of the things that this audit points to. You mentioned no citywide planning arm. It also looks at other things like the BRA doesn't have a comprehensive list of its real estate assets. Its financial systems are really behind. I'm struggling to understand how, after all these years, for such an important agency that is so powerful and deals with, you know, such a huge important issues for the city, how did this come to be?
It is truly amazing, isn't it, that in the 21st century we're still dealing with such deficiencies. I've been at the agency for 5 years. I've been in the director's role for a year and a half. And during my 5 years here, yes, I've picked up certain flaws, certain deficiencies, certain inadequacies, but I did not appreciate the depth or the breadth of these problems until we started commissioning these performance reviews. Last year we had KPMG in. They put out a report around this time last year. It was much more cursory. It was not as thorough, but that led us to conclude we needed a more thorough analysis, and that's why we've had this second very comprehensive scrub done. But the agency historically ignored or at least paid very little attention to internal operations, as you mentioned, cataloging the property we own, updating financial systems to run a sophisticated $59 million budget, updating its systems to track leases. We fund ourselves through major leases. We own property primarily at the Marine Industrial Park in South Boston as well as the Charlestown Navy Yard. But our lease management approach was antiquated, that we were employing 1970s processes and technology for a very sophisticated business. So turning this around takes time. We've made really significant strides. I think there are objectively clear improvements that have been made. But there's
more to do. And Brian Golden, I want to ask you sort of why this matters to you. You know, I was just reminding myself something about your background. You're the son of a cop and a file clerk. You grew up in Alston, so you're a lifelong Bostonian. This has got to matter to you. Why does it matter to get this right?
Hey, whether you're a new arrival or you've been here forever like me, you can appreciate, if you understand a little of the history, the personally, or because you came more recently and understood it from, you know, what you've learned by being here for a few years. New and old Boston was a radically different place in the 1970s, the 60s and 70s and even 80s. We did not know what the future held. We did not know what was around the corner for Boston. Was it on an upswing? Was it on a downswing? There were periods of tremendous uncertainty when I was a child growing up in the 70s, and we've seen this flowering renaissance of the city. It is truly one of the great cities of the world, and you can't take it away from the Boston Redevelopment Authority that it helped to create one of the great cities of the world. Boston today is so much different than Boston in the 70s, and mostly, not entirely, but mostly in a good way. But we need to keep that moving. We can't rest on our laurels. There's a lot to be done to ensure that development in the city and planning in the city benefits not just developers, but benefits the average Bostonian, whether you've been here as a recent arrival or you've been here all your life. It requires vigilance, and it requires clear, progressive policy with an efficient, responsible, transparent, fair agency that earns the respect and of the public. And we think that if we do not fix what is wrong here, we won't have earned the respect. We will not be viewed as legitimate in accomplishing our mission. So this is important. We want the public to buy in. We want the public to see that this is a people's BRA that serves them in their neighborhoods, not just downtown development interests.
All right.
We've got to tell our story.
All right, Brian Golden. Well, thanks for telling a big part of the story today. He's the director of the Boston Redevelopment Authority, and he was talking about an independent audit of the authority, which has just been released today. Brian Golden, thank you so much.
Thank you.